The professor said we know exactly what happened because there was an eyewitness. This person saw the whole thing happen. Then he wrote about it, like a reporter. He was a 17-year-old Roman boy named Pliny the Younger. On August 24th, almost 2,000 years ago, the day started off warm and sunny. People went about their business. Around lunchtime, there was a huge explosion. Mount Vesuvius had erupted for the first time in almost 1,000 years. Pliny the Younger saw a strange black cloud shooting up from the top of Vesuvius. It reached a height of about 12 miles. Soon the day became darker than the darkest night as the cloud spread out. Claudia asked us to think about how afraid the people must have been. Burning rock and ash kept falling. Most people got out of there as fast as they could, but some believed they would be safer at home, so they stayed behind. Roofs and walls collapsed and earthquakes shook the city. Around midnight, lava and poisonous gas gushed out of the volcano. It began pouring down the side. It burned away everything in its path. Early the next morning, this avalanche of ash and lava hit Pompeii. Everybody who had stayed in the city died from the heat or from breathing in the hot ash. No one could have foretold the disaster. The professor said that when survivors returned to look for their loved ones, they found the city buried. It was under 12 feet of ash. Some of the taller buildings had withstood the force of the avalanche. Their tops could still be seen. Where there had been vegetation and undergrowth, there was now ash.